Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and King Mark,
and we have been discussing the issue of drug dogs, and specifically a new court decision that is yet again upholding the idea of a drug dog, even though there's all kinds of evidence that suggests that they are easily corruptible, meaning that, not that the dogs are bad dogs, but that they are, you know, they're interested in pleasing their master. And their master, of course, is the man who is training them and is utilizing them at a police stop.
What drug dogs are good for is figuring out what the police officer that's handling them wants.
Right, and that officer wants to search. So the dogs are more likely than not to find drugs in that vehicle, even though the officers don't always find the drugs. In fact, in some cases, they're less than half as likely to find the drugs, meaning that coin toss would be more likely to find those drugs than a drug dog search. So we can talk more about that. That has sort of led into a larger discussion about your rights with the police and how to express to those police that you know your rights and that you're exercising your rights in as legal a manner as possible without giving legal advice, because we're not attorneys. 855-453 is our toll-free number. You can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go right back to the phones and the fun. James is in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Go ahead, James. James in Des Moines.
I've been a long listener for a long, long time, almost 35 years, and there are far more good cops out there than the bad ones. And I personally, and I don't know any guys that I've ever worked with that have stepped on someone's rights or railroaded someone into doing something that they didn't do, or they weren't guilty of, you know. And the drug dogs, they're worth their weight in gold, in my opinion. Just because they don't find, if they indicate on the car and they don't find drugs in the car, doesn't mean they weren't drugs in that car at one time, and there's trace evidence in there that the drug that the dog hit on, you know, the odor in the carpeting or in the seats or whatever.
That's a convenient excuse.
These are tests, not done on
better than a coin flip.
Well, these are tests done by independents that are saying that when they take items that didn't have drugs in them and that sort of thing, and then lead the officer to believe that there are drugs in there and get the dog to alert, that the dog generally, I mean, these are tests done by an independent organization, and this isn't
where they're not using a car necessarily or whatever.
And I don't disagree with you that there are better departments and worse departments, and that the police tend to be a reflection of their department. I'm not going to disagree with that for a second, but I mean, they took drug dogs and they compared them to mind-sniffing dogs, and drug dogs came up short not because of the dog, but because of their handlers.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a canine handler. I just know the guys that we use in our area, and they are really good at what they do. The dogs are outstanding. I'm not saying, I suppose, drug dogs.
I mean, if you think it's a good thing to violate people's rights, then I guess I could understand where you're coming from. But if you think it's a good thing to put peaceful people in prison cells who've never harmed anybody else, then I guess I see where you're coming from.
Did not say that. If you want to put that poison in your body, go ahead. Knock yourself out. I have no problem with that, as long as it affects you and you only.
Oh, yeah?
Just bring it out here where it affects me and my family and everybody else, and other public that don't want nothing to do with that.
Like, well, it doesn't affect you if it's in my car, right?
Like,
it
finishes
the line there.
If it's in my car, it doesn't affect you.
If it's in your car, you bring it out here on the highway. You're in the car.
It's just sitting in the car. It's not affecting you.
What's that?
The drug's just sitting in the glove compartment.
It has to get home somehow.
I'm not saying I have drugs in my car. I'm just saying, in theory, if I did, the drugs are in the car. That doesn't mean I'm high on them at the moment.
Exactly. Well, that's very true.
Yeah.
You can't argue that.
So you're fine. So that's good to know. So you support...
It's illegal.
Right. You support an individual's right to own their own body and put whatever they want in it, though.
If it doesn't affect anybody else,
cool. Hey,
we'll do whatever. But it's illegal. I have to enforce the laws.
Well, no, you don't. You have discretion.
Well, if I stop somebody, if I find a kilo of cocaine in the car, I'm not going to let them go down the road. How am I going to start with some 5-year old?
What's wrong with a kilo of cocaine? What's wrong with that?
It's illegal to possess it. How do I know that?
That's not what's wrong with it, sir. No. To answer that it's illegal to possess it does not responsibly answer the question, what's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with it, right?
Nothing wrong with it as far as the pockets go. No.
Thanks for the call tonight.
Ian, there's no country on the planet.
I appreciate it, James. Thank you.
There's no country on the planet where you're going to be able to drive around with a kilo of cocaine in your car. I'm not saying that that's a good thing. I believe people should only use cocaine for medicinal purposes. I don't think it has any particular recreational value compared to other recreational drugs out there.
I'm sure cocaine users would disagree with you.
I'm sure they would, and I think
they stay up all night on that stuff.
I think that their lives are a testament to that. Mm-hmm. However, I think that they'd be worse off being thrown in jail cells. But somebody has to deliver the cocaine to those people. Look, I that sounded like an officer that got it, and he sounded like he was at a pretty good department. I don't think it's worth lambasting people. You did manage to ferret out that this guy, he's actually pretty libertarian in his thought process. But
well, I don't know about that, Mark. I mean,
he said he didn't care whether you did it.
I'll give him that, yeah, but I wouldn't necessarily say that his thought process is pretty libertarian. He was also praising drug dogs as though they were doing a great job, and he wants to put a guy in jail who's got a kilo of cocaine who hasn't hurt anybody.
He thinks that the ones in his department are better than others. What a surprise. I mean, I think our radio show is better than others for whatever reason. People tend to be biased towards their organization.
Well, my dog is actually better than your dog.
See, there you go. Yeah. You believe that your dog is better than my dog and everybody else's dog.
By any metric, my dog's better than your dog.
I agree with you. Exactly. You have a fine animal.
Toll-free number tonight, 855.
Let's see what kind of gun dog she is, though. Has she ever been around a shotgun?
No, I don't think she'd like
that. No, I mean, maybe she's not such a great hunting dog.
I didn't say she was a good hunting dog.
You said she was a great dog compared to every other dog. It's the metrics that you care about that matter, Mr. Bias.
855-450-FREE. Yeah, and as far as metrics go, I don't care if it's a metric ton or a metric ounce of... Wait, can you have a metric ounce?
No.
No.
You don't care if it's a milligram or a metric ton.
I don't care.
Milligram or
whatever.
Kilogram. That would be better. It's more literally.
There you go. Yeah, see, to me, it doesn't matter. There's no victim if you're carrying cocaine around. Not at all. And there's no victim anytime someone is buying or selling drugs. So leave those guys alone. 855-453. Let's continue. Quentin is on the line listening to WIBC. Quentin.
Yes.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. My question for you, and I guess it's not really a question so much as it's, I guess, a statement. We have in this country so many groups that defend the Second Amendment. We have open carry groups. We have the NRA. We have the guys from South Park defending the First Amendment. Why don't we have groups standing up for the Fourth Amendment? Because without the Fourth Amendment, the First and Second don't exist. You can't have a printing press. You can't have a gun if they come into your house and take them. Why can't we, as a society, look at the Fourth Amendment and say, well, this is where it all begins. This is where it all stops.
So the good news is
they can't take things from us. I mean,
well, they
that's
do.
Really what well, I mean, they do. Obviously, they do.
There are groups. I mean, Quentin, just to fill you in a little bit here. I don't know if you were tuned in earlier when I was talking about Flex Your Rights. This is a great organization that has made some very interesting and entertaining videos. There are at least two of them that I know about.
Sure, and I'm aware of that. And
okay.
But what I'm saying to you is why it's not more.
It's not bigger.
Why it's not bigger? Why it's not out in the forefront? Because you turn on CNN and then you see things about open carry and you see things about the NRA and they talk about the First Amendment, but nobody seems to want to talk about the Fourth Amendment.
I think it's an excellent point. It certainly does not get as much attention as the rights in the previous amendments. And thank you, Quentin, for the call tonight, although I also suggest maybe the ACLU is also defending that particular right. Thank you for the call tonight. So there are
they get
some
vilified.
There are some groups out there. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition continuing now. I'm Ian.
And I'm Mark.
And you can reach us here toll free if you want to join us. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's say you do get pulled over by the police. Well, if you got cell 411 on your smartphone, you can punch it up and hit a button, basically, to send out an alert to your friends and your family members who also have cell 411. They will be alerted to your status, your situation, and they'll be given the opportunity to respond by letting you know, hey, I'm on my way, and it'll tell you how far away they are. And if you are still looking at your phone at that point, hopefully you are at that point also pulling up your Bambuser app, which is a great app that actually allows you to record video of the circumstance. But before you start that video, you can send out your cell 411 request and have people actually show up to respond, at least if you've got an activist network like we have here in New Hampshire. Cell 411 is also good for people that are doing neighborhood watch. Maybe you've got an elderly relative who might need some medical assistance. It'll send out medical alerts, alerts about the police. It'll send out, I think, fire as well. I don't have it pulled up at the moment.
Imagine if you could just send out an alert and all your surrounding neighbors would know that you have an emergency at the house that they could respond to. That'd be awesome. I can tell you in my neighborhood, that would be invaluable.
Yeah, this could be a lifesaver. Go to get your copy of Cell 411. I think it's all of 99 cents, and it may still be free in the Apple Store. Go check it out. Look for Cell, C-E-L-L, 411. It is perfect for you if you're an activist or a neighborhood watcher, medical worker, or just a concerned family member. Cell 411. As we go right back into your phone calls and thoughts, let's talk first to Mark, listening in Indy to WIBC. Hello, Mark. Mark and Indy, going once.
Yep.
Hey, we got you. Yep, we got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, my concern, or actually, I'm afraid to hold up my rights. I'll give you an explanation in a moment if you're interested in why. Mm-hmm. But first off, I think what would be really cool, what they ought to do, and I don't know why the low income or the neighborhoods that are targeted by the police, why they're not pushing for this. Why not having a semester class in high school educating the people of their rights when they are approached by a police officer?
Government doesn't want you to know your rights. Right. They're not interested in that.
Well, in other words, we the people need to push for that. And if they start fighting that, well, then that's going to open up a lot of skepticism on the people, and that'll actually open up some real good discussions with Congress and congresspeople and all that, too, you know, like in the debates and all that, if we the people stand up for that, to get our rights. Now, imagine a police officer mistreating a kid out there or a person or myself, I'm 47, but if you got other people out there that understand what's going on and realize that the police officer is screwing that person out there, taking advantage of them, other people might step to the plate, and that police officer might back off. No.
Yeah, there's a very real possibility of that. I mean, you're not just speculating in my world. In Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing this show, and in other parts of New Hampshire, we actually have a bunch of activists here who actually do know their rights, and they're willing to stand up for themselves and others. So I've seen situations here, and great call tonight, Mark. Thank you for it. Call us another night and tell us your story. But, I've seen situations where someone will call up. We've got different ways, like Cell 411 is the newest one, but there's some older systems that we've had in the past, like a text messaging system to kind of alert people that something's going on. There's also two-way radios that we use here in Keene. So a call will come out from somebody, and Keene's a small place. It's not hard to get across the city of Keene in 5 minutes by vehicle if the traffic circumstances are right.
Yeah, by no means.
And so it's fairly easy to respond anywhere within Keene. And we've had 8 people show up, a lot of them coming from the same place, but 8 people piling into cars and going to where this person is having an issue with the police pulling them over. And before the, we'll arrive before the cop actually comes back up to the window. So, they send the alert out as the cop's coming up, takes their ID, cop goes back to the car to look up the ID or whatever, write the ticket or whatever they're going to do back there. And liberty activists arrive, or cop blockers arrive on the scene before the officer even comes back up to the window. And we've seen officers issue warnings and just, end the stop right there. And not just because it's our friends either. This also happens with people just normal folks that are on the streets, if Liberty folks or cop blockers happen to encounter that, we'll stop and we'll observe the scene, let the police know that we're there, and let them know that we're, you know, we're keeping an eye on things. And I believe, and I think there's evidence to show, that when you've got people in the public who show concern for their fellow man, even though they're a stranger to them, if they're showing concern and they're standing there and they're watching, the police will treat that person better. The police will be less likely to pull some kind of hanky-panky move of planting drugs or, you know, arresting somebody for some nonsense charge. They're just more likely to end the stop at that point. Doesn't happen all the time. It's not a perfect system, but I think what the gentleman called about is absolutely spot on, that if you show your concern and you know your rights, you can help other people exercise their rights. They'll feel more encouraged because you're there. Again, it doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes people, when they're in the midst of a police pullover, they're embarrassed and they don't want people watching, and they'll tell you to go away. And if somebody wants me to go away, fine. You know, if you want to deal with the police alone, okay, I got other things. I got other things I can be doing. But there are some people who genuinely appreciate it, and it is a good way to help people stand up for their rights. And if you want to learn more about that, please go to copblock.org. If you want to get involved with a group of people in your area, you don't have to be in New Hampshire for this. Cop Block is everywhere. It's all around the world. There are Cop Block chapters, I think, in all 50 states and different countries elsewhere. So, and if there's not one near you, you can start one. So copblock.org as we go back to your calls and thoughts. John, listening in Indy to WIBC. Hello, John.
Hey, I enjoy your show.
Excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, okay, I'm with perhaps your previous caller questioning basically Fourth Amendment rights. My question is, occasionally I'm in a border state, and I am traveling up, and there is Border Patrol. When they stop you, do they have more rights than does a regular police officer?
At the border, yes. Outside of the border, that's a different story.
No, I'm talking about in our country, you know, within, say, the first 32 miles.
Yeah, you're talking about these checkpoint installations that some are permanent, some are mobile, that do appear, like you're saying, within 100 miles of the northern or southern borders. In theory, they could appear anywhere else, but they just generally do them closer to the border rather than further away. There are some interesting videos online, and again, I don't want to give you legal advice, but there are videos online of people who refuse to answer these Border Patrol questions. And they have differing levels of success with that. You know, there was the one pastor who got pulled from his car and pummeled by the police. But for the most part, it seems to work fairly well with people refusing to answer their intrusive questions. I would say that's one worth looking at a little bit closer and watching how other people approach that, where they just, in a lot of cases, will refuse to answer the question about citizenship. Our co-host, Daryl W. Perry, actually says that he's tried saying "what" over and over again, and he was let go. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, John. Appreciate it, man.
What?
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 Huh?
Oh, God, that's funny.
Yeah, 855, 453, we got time for you.
Your results may vary.
Yeah, we'll get you in here, and be sure you record it so you can put it online.
What?
So we can all learn from your experience. More coming up.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, and join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us also on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
We talk about Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live quite a bit, and, you know, you may not know that much about it. There, or you may know a great deal about it. Bitcoinist.net is a great site to go for industry news and reviews and education and the latest in cryptocurrency, the cryptocurrency ecosystem. They're a prime online destination for information about Bitcoin and digital currency and the digital currency industry. You can go there and they check it out. Their website integrates a community forum breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They also cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. So they're a great place for both the expert and the beginners. Check them out. If you want Bitcoin news and digital currency news, Bitcoinist.net.
Let's go right to your calls and thoughts. Mike is listening in Panama City to WYOO. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Doing
hey,
great.
Hey, first-time listener. I caught you at the first time flicking on my radio, caught you, and you were talking to, sounded like a police officer who was proud of his drug dogs and teams like that. And, but it sounded like you guys, especially when he wasn't around to say defend himself, so after you got done talking to him, y'all are treating him as if he was like a robotic, Nazi kind of guy just out, just to harass everybody in the whole wide world.
I thought I defended him.
Now, the other guy. What about the other guy?
That's, you said you guys. I mean, there's two of us here. We have different opinions.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I treated him like a robotic Nazi, but he was the one claiming that it was his job to enforce the law. And I told him that he actually, what I told him was he has discretion, which by definition would mean he's not a robotic Nazi. Discretion is the police's option to enforce the law.
But he would arrest a guy for the 1 kilo. He used his discretion. He said he would arrest him. So he did use his discretion, he would arrest him.
He can also use his discretion to not arrest. He could also use he could also be a good human being and not arrest people who haven't hurt anybody else.
I know. That's what killed me. When you talk about the people who get pulled over, the civilian, y'all talk to them like they're good human beings. But you seem to forget that good human beings are police officers too, right?
Sure. That's what I said. He could be a good human being, and he could not arrest peaceful people who haven't hurt anybody else. Wouldn't that be what a good human being does?
No, he used his good human being discretion to arrest a guy. And you should have said, oh, good to go.
No, excuse me. How can you be a good human being by putting someone in a cage who has not ever hurt another person?
Are we a country of laws or not?
No, we're not.
We're not. Okay.
No, you're not.
We're not.
Did Charlie Rangel go to prison for fudging his tax returns? Have you ever seen a police officer pull over another police officer for rolling through a stoplight? No, we are not a country of laws.
There are laws that are only
for civilians.
All right.
You've got to, in order to be a country of laws, the politicians and the police officers have to be susceptible to them.
Yeah. Okay, you're on the radio all the time, so you can talk all the time. So let me talk just a little bit. Okay.
I was just backing up my statement.
No, but Charlie Rangel and all that other stuff, okay, they got out of it, okay? That's true. They did do it. But we, me, you, everybody else, everybody that I'm at the stoplight with, we're stopping at the stoplight because it's a law to stop at the stoplight.
Yes, the serfs have to obey the law. I agree with
you.
The serfs have to obey the law. No, this is not a country of laws. In a country of laws, everybody, every human being has to obey the laws. We are in a class-based system, and you are the lowest portion, unless you're a cop who hasn't mentioned it yet.
You have never been outside this country, have you?
I have been to two dozen countries.
No, well...
And I would say it's not much better elsewhere, except in Europe they really don't have the drug war.
Have you been to Saudi Arabia? Have you been to India? Have you been anywhere?
No.
Saudi
Arabia and India aren't made of 2 dozen. I said I've been to 2 dozen countries.
You don't understand the way the world works, man. You don't understand.
What do we not understand? Lay it down, brother.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Let me know.
All right. So, I got online one time. Y'all was talking about the New Hampshire group that y'all belong to. So I was not associated with this. I didn't know you were on. I just turned on the radio. But I watched a group, White Rights Watchers like you guys, and y'all got up, pre-planned this whole thing, and you got people to get chalk and write on a federal building, right? And you stand way back off to the side to film the police officers and the federal marshals or whoever they are to film them to do this.
When was this and where was this?
You are antagonists. Oh, go online. You're Freedom Watch people.
Well, I don't know who Freedom Watch. I don't know who Freedom Watch.
Y'all, and I don't.
Yeah, I don't
know
who Freedom Watch is.
I watched a video.
There was a video out of was it New Hampshire?
You guys. What happens is you intentionally set the cops up. You set them up and you film them and you watch this good human being, the police officer, the good human being, and y'all push them and you push them and you push them. And every human being, even a good human being guy like you who's in the media, because you guys all walk on water, y'all never do anything fuzzy, okay?
Jeez, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not part of the media, dude. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are. You're on the talk radio. You're on the radio. You are, by definition, part of the media.
All right, well, you callers are a bunch of morons. I mean, I don't know what the hell that means. That's not what I think at all.
Well, then don't say it, Mark.
You are an individual making a telephone call to me, an individual.
Yeah,
I am not part of the media.
Walter
Cronkite doesn't call me.
You are part of the media.
I never get a meet. Listen, I've never had a memo from any organization telling me what to say.
Yeah.
I am not the media.
Yes, you are. You're on the radio. Yeah. By definition, you're part of the media.
So, hey, he's on the radio, too.
Yeah. But the cops are good human beings. I'm not saying they're not good human beings.
You can't make a general statement like that. Some cops are bad human beings. Some of them are hurting peaceful people.
Some radio hosts are bad human beings, too.
I guess that's
no
me.
Doubt about
I'm
it.
A bad human being.
No doubt about it.
Yeah,
let's go back to the chalking, though. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
So the chalking.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily disagree with chalking on the side of a building, but I've never seen anybody chalk the side of a federal building in New Hampshire. There were some people. One of them was arrested, I believe, for chalking on the outside, on like the sidewalk outside of the federal buildings here.
On the building.
Yeah.
And the cops were so great. They were so great. They said, you know, hey, don't do this, blah, 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 blah. And they said, please turn off the camera. And the guy said, well, I'm backing up. And he kept backing away from the cop, acting like he's walking on the sidewalk and filming the cop the whole time. You're just needling that good human being.
They're professionals. They're paid a lot of money to act like professionals.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
I could have liked this guy, but he was frustrating as hell. You're the one who goes and antagonizes police. And
I don't antagonize
the police. Whatever. You're the one who films police. I don't do any of that stuff. That guy is a jackhole. I mean, he's just making blanket claims about people. I got no use for that dude.
Well, look, as far as recording the police is concerned, I don't consider that to be antagonizing anybody. I understand there's a certain set of people out there, let's call them cop suckers, who, you know, they'll agree with everything the police do. There's nothing the police can do wrong.
They love themselves a uniform, no doubt.
And they, you know, they feel like it's harassing and threatening and intimidating to pull out a video camera and record government agents, whether it be the police or the parking enforcers or whoever it is that is a government agent, to record them in the process of doing their job. And I'm sorry, that is not harassing, and it is being a good person to stand up for your rights. These police, when they're aggressing against peaceful people, which is what their job is day in and day out, every now and then they'll actually stop a real criminal from hurting somebody else, and I support them when they do that. But when they're out there harassing college students for open container, when they're harassing hippies for smoking pot, when they're harassing you know, little old ladies for going 10 miles over the speed limit, that's when they're no longer a good person. If you're stopping somebody and you're arresting them, you're stopping their freedom of motion for no real victim, when there's no actual victim who's been harmed, you are not being a good human being. By
being
definition.
A good human being. But that doesn't mean you are not a human good human being.
That's moment, you are not being a good person if you're hurting a peaceful person. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. If you're on the line right now, we're going to do our best to get you on the air. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live are coming up on this live Saturday edition.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you're already on the line, we're going to get you on here if we possibly can. If you don't make it in tonight, don't worry. We do this show 7 nights a week. So you got a live Sunday edition coming up tomorrow, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Those are our live hours. If you're not listening live, maybe you're listening on a radio station that does what they call in the business delay broadcast, you can still call us during the live hours, and then you can hear yourself later on. So be sure to join us tomorrow. We got plenty of time for you then.
You can also listen, if you want to hear yourself, we have archives that are available right at the main page at freetalklive.com, and you can go get, you know, this is what you should do.
It's more fun to listen on the radio, though, Mark.
I agree. Yeah. The radio is a magic, it's a magic box.
Right. So, also, the audio that I promised you tonight, which we're not going to get to, I want to do tomorrow night. I told John and Kat, Kat Bleich Bush, the Bush Bleich folks from Austin, that we're going to put their audio on the air. They got pulled over recently, and just as an example of some people who do know their rights, you know, how do they interact with the police, especially when they've got the kids in the car, which some would say is going to change how you interact with the police. And so I'll save that for tomorrow night. We'll get back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Let's go first to Larry, listening in St. George, Utah, KZNU. Hello, Larry.
Hey. I think people need to realize just how them dogs are trained. They're hyperactive dogs, and they will chew on a piece of paper, gum wrapper on the ground that's never had anything to do with drugs, and nail you for probable cause. So they really need to realize the type of dog and how they're getting detained, and of course smell something in the car, and then the dog chews on the car, and then they're searching the car. So
It's basically walking probable cause. Probable cause on a leash, essentially, is these dogs,
well,
as Redley Balco pointed out.
Probable cause. You know, whether they've done anything or not, they're going to cue on something.
Yeah, and then they're going to do their best to find something you've done wrong, even if they don't find drugs. They'll try to find something they can
charge
with.
Probable cause. If you don't have it, we'll create it.
Larry, thanks for the call tonight, man. Let's talk to, I believe we've got Kenneth in Charlottesville. Kenneth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, first off, let me say, talking about police overstepping their bounds, when I was 19, well, actually 17, I had a car accident and had the police officer come to my high school and pull me out of class and interview me for the accident. which, you know, being 17, being a minor, I don't know how well that went. But my question was, I've looked at a lot of YouTube videos of people being stopped and refusing to roll down their window.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, you know, how that, you know, kind of acts out. I mean,
you've seen the videos. How did it go in the videos?
Registration without the I'm sorry, what's that?
Oh, you said you'd seen a bunch of videos. How did it go for the people in the videos when they refused to roll down?
Some police officers just let them go. Some of the videos, they drag them out of the car.
Yeah. So, right, your mileage may vary.
That's it.
I personally like the approach. I think it's generally a good one. It's a good way to show that officer right off the bat that you're someone who knows your rights and you're going to be exercising them. But that doesn't mean you won't encounter a rogue cop who's more than happy to smash your window and then, you know, grab your phone, throw it on the ground, and then proceed to beat you. But you could, you know, he could do that anyway, right? Like, so even if you rolled your window down, you might do something else that guy doesn't.
In my car, I have the Freedom Cam. It's at freedomcam.net, and it is recording what goes on in the vehicle at all times, and I have control of the recording.
Well, that's true, unless they smash the device.
How do you identify yourself to a police officer without rolling your window down? Because, you know, the argument was once you roll your window down, they can say, well, I smelled something, and then that gives them access to do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's true. And that is a good reason to not roll your window down. There are people who will just slip the license and the registration right through the crack of the top of the window. And again, it's a crapshoot. You know, you never know how an officer is going to respond. If you're in an area where you've got a real problem with rogue cops who are violent and dangerous, then this could be something that sets them off. But on the other hand, if you're recording the scene, that helps protect you. And, you know, that same cop that could be set off by you not rolling your window down may be set off by you recording video of him in the first place. So anything you do to flex your rights at one of these stops could be the excuse that a rogue cop uses to commence a beating on you. But that's not a reason to not flex your rights. I think it's more important to do these things than to not do them, although there are certainly risks involved. Kenneth, thanks for your call tonight. Let's go to Wayne, listening in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Wayne with Ian and Mark.
Hi, yes. I appreciate you accepting my call.
Just stay here. You're listening via satellite, Wayne?
Yes, I am. Galaxy 19 on Star 6.
You just made Ian's day.
Excellent.
I want you to know.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate you tuning in up there. Go ahead.
Very good. I was beat in 1988 by a rogue cop. I had my head beat by a razor baton. I sued, won $1 million, and they took bankruptcy on me back in that day. They could get out from underneath the civil damage and things like that. A couple years later, two cops hired by the same city lied and said I threatened to kill a circuit judge. They gave me 3 years in Department of Corrections for tampering with a judicial official and branded me a felon for life. There's no such thing as protection and doing everything right and perfect here in this country. Each situation is a situation in and of itself.
Mm.
And your legal stuff, the bars, if you're not a member of the Bar Association, you're not in the clique. If you're not a police officer, you're not in their clique. Most people aren't educated enough to read and write and understand the laws and principles and stuff, and there's so much legal jargon. The first rule in any court is rule one. The judge rules his court, no matter what the laws are in this land.
You're not joking. I'd like to point out that you really can go online and look at the New Hampshire District Court rules. Rule 1.1, the first rule, is that the judge can waive the rules at any time in the so-called interests of justice. So there are no rules. That's what rule number one literally says. It's not a joke. You're absolutely right, Wayne. And I think you're bringing a good point up, and that is that if they want you, they can get you. It doesn't matter if you know your rights.
One way or another, it doesn't really matter. But I also hold that if you're a citizen, a sovereign citizen, I might add, claiming that you uphold the laws of the country, you don't have to break the laws to take and be a part of their little clique. I hold my head up. I walk down the street. I talk to my friends. I may be economically disadvantaged, but I have a pretty good education, and I hold myself proud. I got a case in the court right now involving a
civil matter with my wife.
You'll have to call another night and tell us about that if you want. Wayne, thanks for your call tonight. You know, I appreciate where he's coming from. Certainly, if they want to get you, they can concoct some kind of nonsense and bring the power and the force of the state against you and ruin your life, even if ultimately they fail. With the charges, they will still destroy your life by bankrupting you and, you know, ruining your ability to, you know, go about your daily business because you're constantly defending yourself in court. So from that perspective, that's something you need to consider. But all things considered, overall, standing up for your rights collectively is a good idea. Individually, it could result in you being targeted for further retaliation by corrupt police. There's no doubt about that. But overall, if more of us do it, it helps keep the police in line and it helps them be more respectful of everyone if they know that there's a chance they're being recorded or they're dealing with somebody who knows their rights. So it's not to say that you shouldn't exercise your rights. There are risks involved, but to me the risks are worth it, because if you just cower and you just do what you're told and you never stand up for yourself, then you are definitely going to be further enslaved over time. There's no doubt about that.
All of us will, yeah.
All right, so you got to stand up sometime. Let's go to Dave. Listening in California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Real short on time. Go quick.
Some police are very fair, reasonable, conscientious, and I know some. And some police are hotheads, abusive, and prone to misuse their power. So we can't go into the encounter with a prior assumption. We have to be open. One rule for me is if it gets ugly, I don't want it to be me that initiates it. You know, I want to be reasonable and civil myself and open to the idea of this cop just maybe doing an honest job.
Yeah, definitely you want to be the, you want the cop to be the ugly one in a situation like that. Good point, Dave. Let's talk to, and thanks for the call, let's talk to William in Indy listening to WIBC. Hello, William.
Hello.
You're on the air, but you're short on time, so go quick.
Oh, I just wanted to share a traffic stop that I had about 6 months ago.
Okay.
I recently moved to a new county, and I didn't know that I had to renew my plates entirely. They were still valid, but I was pulled over, and the reason they gave me was, coming home from work, he said I was weaving over the center lane a little bit. He took my license, and the very next words out of his mouth were, is it okay if I search your vehicle? And it just really floored me. I was just totally unprepared. No probable cause given. And I didn't know my rights, so I just told him no, but I will wait for you to get a warrant.
Oh, man, I wish we had time for this whole story. Can you call us tomorrow night, William, because we are out of time for tonight.
7 p.m. Eastern.
7 p.m. Eastern. We'd love to hear back from you then. I want to make sure you have time to tell the whole thing, which you don't have time for right now. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.